Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. As Marketplace celebrates its 25th birthday this year, we're looking at the surprising, sometimes delightful, and sometimes destructive ways that prices have changed during that quarter century. After a 1989 Sears catalog showed up from eBay, it opened to reveal that a medium-capacity window air conditioner in 80s-style faux wood paneling could be had for $300 back then. Factor in inflation, and that's like $575 now. An equivalent 8,000 BTU window AC unit, again from Kenmore, today goes for just $219. But although the price tag is way cheaper in real terms, here's the concern when it comes to household budgets and climate change. When something like this gets so much cheaper, it changes our behavior.
Economists have used the term rebound effect to describe this. At its simplest, it's just the idea that when something gets cheaper, we consume more of it. The demand curves slope down. And so it makes sense that, for example, as air conditioners get cheaper, we're going to buy more of them and use them more.
Lucas Davis is an economist who follows energy policy at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business. He and colleagues found that's what happened in Mexico when there was a push on for energy-efficient air conditioners there. The U.S., however, may have a different dynamic.
You've had enormous improvements in energy efficiency. You've also had big increases in the number of things that we have in our homes that use electricity, and the two have balanced each other during this period.
I fell down a rabbit hole of government energy numbers, and where equilibrium has really been reached is the electric bill itself. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has a survey showing the average household spent an inflation-adjusted equivalent of $1,386 on electricity in 1989. Last year, the average was just $36 more a year. Amazingly close. But don't blame air conditioning, even for that modest increase in electricity bills. Even though the percentage of households that have AC has skyrocketed since Marketplace went on the air. In the most recent period where stats are available, people spent $237 a year on electricity specifically for AC cooling. On average, whole country, rich and poor, hot climates and cold. In 1989, adjusted for inflation, people spent $321 on power for the AC. In other words, the average household is paying less now for AC than in 1989.
State-of-the-art engineering means greater energy efficiency. A new Kenmore could save 10 to 44% on your annual cooling costs.
More efficient cooling systems, yes, and the Great Recession may have distorted the stats some, but a big reason is that the cost of electricity has fallen almost 15% per kilowatt hour between 1989 and last year. Radically cheaper AC units down at Sears are just icing on the cake.